Hey guys, and welcome back to Gossip Girl BK Podcast. And today we are going to talk about self-care. Oh, Happy New Year, everyone. I just want to say that and thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. And I figured I want to kick it off with something very important to talk about, and that's self-care. So self-care is more than just being on Instagram watching, you know, a whole bunch of self-care pages with body wash and body sprays and candles and all of that. It's deeper than that. It's taking care of yourself. It's taking care of your temple, your mental, your soul, your behavior. All of that is part of self-care. And you know what? We got to start teaching this to our children as well so they can grow up and learn how to take care of themselves mentally, physically, and everything else. So let's just get into that. So, spending time alone. Don't ever feel that spending time alone is a wrong thing, is a bad thing, because it isn't. Sometimes we don't want to go out and hang out with our girlfriends or be around our boyfriends, whatever the case may be, or be with your spouse as well all the time. We need to break away and have our time to spend time alone, to gather our thoughts, to think about the things that we want to do, to collect ourselves. And this goes for both men and women as well. But for the most part, a lot of us women, we tend to think that spending time alone is something that we can't do, and we can. Even if you come out of a relationship, don't rush to jump into something else, okay? Don't rush. Take that time to get to know yourself again, learn the things that you want to know, that you want to do, travel. You owe it to yourself, because sometimes, you know, when we're in relationships, we in it, and we give our all to them, to these guys, whoever your partner is. We give our all. We give our all. And when you give your all, sometimes you feel, burnt out. So don't ever think because you're in a relationship that you can't spend time alone. You can. You can. Don't think because you have a lot of homegirls or coworkers you can't spend time alone, because you can. So get into the habit of spending time alone. And that's also going into setting boundaries. You got to set boundaries as well, okay? You're not going to let someone come to your house at the wee hours in the night or the morning and knock on your door and be open to let them in. No, set the boundaries. Hey, don't come to my house at a certain time, because if you do, you will not get in. Setting boundaries to your friends. Listen, I know we're friends, but don't do this to me. Don't say this to me. You got to set boundaries with people. I don't care if you're friends or your family. Set those boundaries. Because if you don't, it is going to bother you later on mentally. Okay? So setting boundaries and spending time alone are part of self-care. Putting yourself first. If you don't put yourself first, no one else will. Okay? If you don't put yourself first, no one else will. You got to put yourself first, okay? If you have a family, yes, you do everything in your power to make sure your family's okay. Make sure your husband's okay. Make sure everyone is good. But don't forget you. And if you don't have a family and you're doing for everybody else and putting yourself last, stop it. Stop it right now. Put yourself first. And sometimes we learn this later on in life. Okay, we learn this later on in life, to the point where we feel ourselves giving to have a mental breakdown, and we sit there and we think about all the things and why we got to, how we got to that point. Oh yeah, put yourself first. Put yourself first. Asking for help. If there's something that's bothering you mentally, I'm gonna say, if there's something bothering you mentally, do not be afraid to ask for help. If you're not comfortable asking for help from a friend or whoever that you're close to, seek counseling or a therapist and talk to them. See, some of us grew up as asking for help is a bad thing. And I'm one of those girls, okay, because I will walk Target before I ask somebody where something is. If I'm looking for a certain shampoo or a certain item for the house, home decor, whatever it is, I will walk, okay? until I find it. I will walk until I find it. Sorry for that little mishap there. But I will walk that store up and down until I find what I'm looking for. Because I didn't ask for help. Because I didn't ask for help. We have to get out the habit of what we was taught. Because we learn in the habits of our parents and their grandparents. And some of them never asked for help because they saw that as a sign of being weak, or they saw that as a sign of being needy. And it's not. And it really isn't. Taking a step back. Depending on your situation in your life, evaluate everything. If there's something that's going on and you're not comfortable with it, take a step back. Evaluate the situation. Look at things from both points or sides and say, okay, this may be the time to take a step back. And yes, it's not like you're being mean or nasty or backing off or whatever the case may be. Taking a step back means you giving that time for you to say, okay, let me just put this on pause. Let me look at this from a distance and see if I want to be a part of this. And if you don't want to be a part of it, fine. You fall back. Okay? Fall back. It's nothing wrong with that. See, the thing about that is people got things all mixed up in their head and they think things wrong. Oh, well, why are you falling back? Who you mad with? No, it don't have anything to do with that sometimes. You just want to step back and evaluate and look at things. Watch from a distance. And if it's something that bothers you, then you will know how to deal with that situation. Everyone in life have a different situation where they need to take a step back from. So you think about yours, and I hope this helps someone, you know, this podcast, this segment. But you just gotta take a step back and be like, okay, this is not what I want to be a part of. This is not who I want to talk to. This is not the person that I want in my life. Take a step back from that. Walk away from things. You have to learn how to walk away from things. Saying no. Saying no. My favorite. It's okay to say no. I'm not even going to touch that too long, but it's okay to say no, damn it. It's okay to say no. See, people think that when you say no, you're being stingy. No, it's no. If I'm working hard for something and you laying on your ass and you're not working hard to get the things that you need, but you want to come to me for them, no. No, absolutely, positively not. No. Get comfortable saying no, okay? Get comfortable. And I'm pretty sure some of you out there have friends who can't say no to people. Say no. No. You'll feel good afterwards. If they get mad, oh well. Okay? Oh well. They can scratch their ass and get glad. But you have to say no. Because people will use you until they can't use you anymore. Until you have nothing else to give. Whether it's time, whether it's money, whether it's being a company, whatever it is, say no. Because folks will use you. If you allow them to. So get comfortable with saying no. Saying no is okay. It's fine. It's fine to say no. Staying home more. It's also self-care. Because, you know, some of us, we work Monday through Friday. And some of us don't work, but we always home with either the kids or taking care of the elderly or doing something busy in their life. Take time. Hey, call your friends. Listen, I'm staying home. Do not look for me to come to your house. We're not hanging out. If you want to hang out, go ahead without me. I am staying home. That's why you pay rent or mortgage to be in your house. You never will enjoy your peace if you're never still. You have to sit still to enjoy your peace. And sometimes you have to do that, especially if you're on the go Monday through Friday. Take Saturday and Sunday off. Go walk in the park. Get a book. Read it. Sit on your couch. You don't have to turn the TV on. or play some nice mellow music. Get you a glass of wine and enjoy yourself. Enjoy you while you're staying home. And with the things that's going on now out there, the best place for you to be is at home. Trust and believe. That's the best place for you to be. Forgiving yourself. Sometimes we beat ourselves down to the ground. And sometimes we get into situations where, should I have handled that differently? Should I have said that to that person? Do I owe that person an apology? Stop all of that. Stop overthinking things. It's a reason why the things in your life or whatever happened played out that way. But if it makes you feel any better, just say, look, I forgive myself for whatever happened. Even if it's not your fault, I forgive myself. Maybe I acted a certain way. Maybe this or that. But forgive yourself for whatever it is. Only you will know what it is. Forgive yourself. If you come to the conclusion where you don't have any friends like that, and you don't trust people with your deepest thoughts, get you a journal and write it down. There's nothing wrong with that. Get all that built up tension out on paper, and you will feel better about it. Because not everybody wants to talk to a group of people. Not everybody wants to confide into a therapist or a counselor or even talk to their friends. But if you trust yourself with your deepest secrets or deepest thoughts, get your journal and write it down. And you'll feel better. And hey, if it makes you feel any better, give your journal a name. So it will make you feel like you are talking to someone. You know, you could start it off with, hey, girl, this is what happened today. You know, your journal can become your friend. You understand what I'm saying? So I hope you do. So your journal can become your friend. So you guys, that's all I have right now. I hope you all could find this self-care podcast, well, this segment, helpful. Thank you so much to anyone that's out there listening. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the love or whatever you've shown me. I am on YouTube. If you want to give me a follow, you can. It's at Gossip Girl, and girl is spelled G-U-R-L. Gossip Girl BK. I'm on Instagram at Gossip Girl BK. And my email is gossipgirlbk@gmail. So, yeah. So I hope you guys follow this podcast. Share it with your friends. You know, some people may need to hear certain things. So if you know someone who may need to hear this segment, share it with them. Okay? You guys have a great day and Happy New Year to you all. Let's go into 2022 with a positive mind. You know, feeding our bodies the nourishments that it needs, because that's also part of self-care, is feeding your body good things for better outcome. All right? We don't always have to run to these doctors for surgery. Work on yourself by going exercising. You don't have to have a Planet Fitness membership. You can do everything at home. All these free videos out here, exercising videos. Get out there and walk. Eat right. Your body is your temple. What you put into it is what you're going to see the results on the outside. Work on you, not only mentally, but physically as well. Get your health intact. If you need to see doctors, go make you an appointment for an annual visit. Hey, it's time for my annual checkup. I know for myself, it's time for me to get my boobs examined. I have to overcome that fear and do it. And this is the year for me taking care of myself. I have put myself on the back burner for many years. So now it's time for me. The kids are grown, okay? It's time for me. Because if I keep putting myself last, I will burn out. And I can't do that. I won't allow it. So I'm taking this time. I'm putting myself first. I'm getting my health together. I'm going to make sure I check out my body to see, hey, what's going on with me? You know, and men need to do that too. We all need to do it. We're not getting any younger. We need to know what's going on so we can handle the problem if something comes up. All right. So you guys, thank you for listening. And I hope to see you around on my next segment. Okay. talk to you soon, and Happy New Year.